Josephina.
Josephina.
Where from?
No, from...
Aikenham.
Aikenham.
Where's that Ipswich one, isn't it?
Yeah, near Henley.
Oh, yeah.
Near where?
Aikenham.
Near Henley.
Not Henley-on-Thames.
Then come and do a little job.
Well, be their turn next year.
You know, they might get a job later on.
Showtime.
Right. Next thing is on the agenda is subscriptions. Now, do we want to keep them as they are? Which
yes,
I think
yes.
We should do.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, we made a profit.
That's
year.
For next year.
Should we not be discussing it for next year? Because most of us already paid for this year. So we're talking about for next year, are we?
No, this year.
Well, we've all paid this year.
You can't change what it is this year.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's for next year then.
An annual general meeting, you propose and second if you want it for the following year.
That's what
I'm saying.
You have to do it this year if you want to change it for next year.
Do you want to change it for next year?
No. No change.
No change?
No.
Can I have a proposal on that, please?
I propose no change.
Yeah, and a seconder, Geoffrey Merrill, again.
He's a good seconder.
All in favour then, please. Thank you. Right, that's that finished. The social secretary's asked me if that is all right to send a bunch of cards to Janice.
Yes.
With a commit from all of us here. All right? I don't need a proposal for that. Alright, so that'll be done.
Yeah.
Barbecue and Young Stock Show.
You've got a member of the year, is it?
No, leave it to last. Right. Sandra, if you want any help, you'll have to ask for it.
Yeah, well, we've booked the judge.
Yeah.
It's Peter Barber.
Yeah, lovely.
Him and his partner are coming.
Peter Barber.
But we will need, I know it's a long time off, but we will need help on the day.
Yeah. Right. Next thing is Member of the Year. Now, usually, we don't do this till next month, but we've brought it back to this month. It's on the agenda. I've had a proposal for Member of the Year by David. David?
Yes. I would like to propose John. No need to enlarge. He took over at a difficult time last year. Without a secretary, you don't have a club.
Yeah.
And he's taken over from Brian. He's going to hand back to him. And I think he's done a splendid job to keep the club going. And in our appreciation, that's why I would nominate him for Member of the Year proposal.
Can I have a seconder for that, please? Yeah. Second. All in favour, please.
It's not how we normally do the member.
No, we normally.
I know, but I said.
But you had a proposal for.
We've had a proposal for.
We normally have it as a private vote, don't we?
Yeah. But if you've got a proposal, you've got to go through with it. Right? So it's carried that John is Member of the Year.
Thank you. I'm honoured.
Could the president come up and put that on? You only have it for a year.
Yeah. Woman.
Oh, you're right, I still don't
have it. This would be the bane of my life.
If you get that more on, without having your shoulders.
Can you get a picture of
you? What?
Well, excuse me. I can't take that. I can't leave it.
You want to send that? Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Will do. Thank you.
Yeah. Sorry, John.
Thank you.
Right then, we come. We've come to any other business now. Anybody got anything to bring up?
Yes, anyone Peter? Wants to go to the ring swindle, I must have the ring numbers by Saturday at the latest.
Saturday.
Otherwise, you won't be able to go in.
Saturday at the latest.
I choose one of them big.
You don't are you a member of the
yes.
rings? Oh, yes. What it is, we nominate two rings, £5 each, and at our October meeting, we have a show of just those birds. And it's a bit of potluck, really, because you put it on a smashing bird, or you put it on a rubbish bird. And they'll all be here at that meeting.
If they're alive.
You'll either make yourself look a fool, or you'll get £100 prize money. It turns out it's about
It's 60, 40, 20.
Yeah.
So you have to choose wisely which bird you put the ring on.
Right.
Yeah. It's just a gamble.
Yeah.
But Saturday morning will be the last. Anything after that will be finished.
I've already got mine flying around.
If you want it, I've got the book here. You can give me the number. You want to?
Yeah, one or two, please.
Right then, any other business? Yes, Sue?
Yeah, I'd like to sort out the man-made business.
Quiet, please. Quiet, George, please. The lady's talking. Well, you come through the chair then, please.
There wasn't anyone to know what...
Yeah, we'll come through the chair.
Well, I did.
You know.
I'm looking. George,
who's
£5 a head.
It's £5 a head. All right?
Could be.
You can have as many as you like, I think. Right, Sue.
I was wanting to look into this business of amalgamating these two bank accounts.
Yeah.
Is it all right with everyone if I go ahead? And
yeah,
try and find out about that second account and
get
put
together?
Yeah.
Okay,
if I find anything out, I'll bring it back to the next meeting.
Yeah, lovely.
Well,
you're in
there. Is there any way we can invest any of that money to
make... No, you can't. I've belonged to a couple of clubs before and we tried it and you've got to have it in a name. Club don't get no interest, only a certain amount. And that's why, because I belong to a membership in Ipswich, and they got 5 pence interest on theirs. That's all they got.
They can withdraw that money.
Yeah, I know they can withdraw, but he's talking about the interest on it. Yeah. We only got 67
pence. You've got 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. So if we can have it all out and put into the current account.
Can I ask a question first? Have we got any of the bank accounts that have got a card with them?
Nothing.
Well, we need a card, don't we? Because like, it'd be a lot easier if I could phone you up and say, I want to buy this and I need the card details.
I think Ava said something about we weren't allowed one. I will look into all that.
Well, tell me, checks are old news now. Nobody uses checks anymore.
What amounts are in the bank, you have to have at least three members of the club who the bank have their signatures. That means at any time, two members...
Yeah, I've got that already.
Yeah, we've got that already.
That's all you do.
Yeah.
But you must have that. The bank must have their signatures.
I haven't got a card. Whatever I do, if I want cash for anything, I have to go and draw it out on a cheque and show my ID.
Which is really old-fashioned, isn't it?
No, because a person with a card, a single person who's got a card, they can go and take that to the bank.
Well, yeah.
But you don't want that. You've got to safeguard at least two people to agree to that money being taken.
Well, what are we going to do when they finish cheques? Because our cheques have got about 2 years left in them before they stop issuing cheques.
Yeah, but they must give us, they'll give us something else then, I reckon.
I mean, I'll look into it. When I look into changing this account,
you can't.
I'll see what they say about the card.
You can't have a card with 3 or 4 names on it, can you? And with our banking account, you're supposed to have at least two people sign
it. I do, I have to have two.
Three.
Right, okay.
Yeah, we've got three names, but two signed.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So you'll do that for us, then?
I'll do that, and if I find anything out by next meeting, I'll bring it back.
Yeah. Any other business, please?
Yeah, there's loads.
What?
I've got a list here. It's on the agenda.
What's that?
The first item was consideration for election of members, for a member secretary. Well, we don't need that anymore, because Brian's presumably going to keep that.
Yeah.
So we can scrap that. It was asked to be put on the agenda, prize money distribution for the open show. Well, that's the forum tonight for that, I don't know, but we've discussed it quite a few times before. How much money do we want to put up for the open show? Or do you want to save that for another day?
I think the first thing we need to get on in the open show is looking at some sponsorship and the adverts. We need to get that sort of jumped on straight away so we can get the schedule printed. We can't do anything until we get that sorted. If we get some sponsorship money coming in, then we can give a bit more on prize money. But unless we do. This year's show, we hardly made anything. If any. We wouldn't have made anything if I hadn't put the money in what we made from the seed. So if you take that out, the show would have made a loss. This year's show is going to cost a lot more money to put on.
I don't think people don't go for money, do they? They don't go for prize money.
If anyone's got any ideas for sponsorship, or someone's prepared to take on the adverts, drum up the adverts.
Well, I'm assuming we're going to give Copdoc free sponsorship, aren't we?
Well, I was going to bring that up. I'm going to go and have a word with Copdoc and see the chap who I usually see and ask them if they would like to sponsor our show. And would either a director or him come to present the prizes to the winners? And we give them free membership, free thing, Bob. But, you know, I think I could go and see him and ask him. He can either say yes or no, can't he? If they'd like to sponsor, because where was it? Down in Kent, they sponsored one for what's his name?
Fred Wright.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Fred Wright sells all their seed,
doesn't
he?
Well, we say. Yeah, but they might. Yeah, but we could, they might do that to us, for us. You don't know. You know. Do you want me to do that to see if we can get any sponsorship?
Because it doesn't really matter who presents the prizes, does it?
No, but I mean, if you asked him, and then they might, he might say, "Oh yes, we'll come along and present the prizes." But I thought that'd be a nice gesture to ask them if they'd like to come.
No problem.
What about the president? Would she object?
Yeah. Well, she'd be with him.
Well, she'd be with him. She done it last year, so she don't want to do it again this year.
You speak for yourself, Mr. Chairman.
But I mean, if you like, I'd go and see him and report back in the next meeting to see what he says about it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good idea.
Okay.
I know Copdoc Mill do give prizes and stuff out. I belong to the fishing club and they give them bait and all sorts of prizes.
Oh, right.
So I know they give out prizes. They may give you seed as well, something like that.
Well, they do actually give us seed at the moment. But we want, you know, it's a big show it's going to be this year. It's our 50th, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a gold.
Old show. We've already got five bags from Country Boy, he's promised.
Well, we usually get four bags from them, but if we can ask them if they want to, you know, sponsor the whole show, they might come up with
another thing on the same line. We used to get about £70 from adverts, and last year I think we got 30. We really need someone to perhaps volunteer to go and to do the adverts, since it's a gold show.
Well, I don't like to say while he's not here, but the person who could do it is Brian, because he's got all the gear, hasn't he?
Brian who?
The secretary. You know, because if he come to me and say to me, "Oh, Bill, are you going to sponsor it?" And I say yes, we just send him the
advert,
and he then puts it into the catalogue. But when you send it like to Gallup or anybody else,
no, I'm thinking about sending. I'm thinking about getting the advert.
I know, but getting
the money.
Yeah,
the money.
Yeah, I know. But I would put an advert in for £10.
Yeah, but who's going to ask you?
Oh yeah, I've asked myself.
That's what I'm getting at. You're going to ask yourself, or are you going to ask everyone else?
Well, yeah, I'll ask anyone.
Right.
I'll leave it then, right?
But talk yourself into a job there, do
I only want about 10, right? I only want 10. So that'll be the first 10 that come forward.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And I don't want anybody disappointed. Right? If they can't pay £10 for an advert.
Right. All right. Yeah.
I'll do it. I've done it before.
Yeah. I say, when you did it before, you got quite a bit of money for it.
Yeah. And the other thing was, which was a really good success, was not last year, the year before, when we asked members to donate two birds.
Yeah.
Right? We dispose of the birds, and we usually get about £7.50 each for, which is £15 per pair. Yeah, and we did it, and we nearly took £200, but as two birds that you don't want. Now there must be two birds that you don't want.
You'd have 51.
But you know, if every member did it, who's got birds?
Yeah,
then,
I did it last time.
You know, that is, you know, and we sell them off, and that's all money into the club. And
who do they go to, and when?
Well, we'll decide when they go, where they go to, but usually
the money.
Normally, they congregate a week before Pete, or so, when Pete. We decide, and they go to Pete.
Well, maybe beforehand. Yeah.
That's what
I thought.
And he picks out the best ones.
Yeah. The people who are the last taking the two birds have a look round and say, oh, I'll buy that, right? And he said, yeah, £7.50. Well, that's a cheap for a bird, isn't it?
Bill Squire's bird, £7.50.
So I've got all my best birds.
Yes or no? So, you know, that's another idea that we could do.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea. What about the
rosettes
this year? Then nobody said that.
Well, the rosettes, I think.
I got a list of names which I gave to.
We've done it for the tower. What do you mean for sponsoring the tower? Yeah, Graham had already done that, hadn't he? Yeah. He'd already taken the
donation. He's ordered all the rosettes for the open show, and Graham has paid. And sponsored out of his own pocket all the rosettes for the colours. So all the CCs, which is Beryl CCs, Graham's paid for, and the others are sponsored by the members.
Yeah, the £10 tower.
And he's got the list of the people who done it. Yeah. I think you gave him that last time, didn't you, Bill?
No, I gave him the list.
Yeah, but you put Bill on it, I think, didn't you?
Only if he said he wanted to do it.
Yeah, well, you were at the table, and
who were we paying to then?
Two probably.
Has he got the list?
Well, I think better wait until Graham gives you the list.
Yeah.
Because he did tell us that he didn't do everybody because he had too many.
Yeah. Right. Some will be paid, I think. I'm not sure.
No, I don't think anybody did. No.
I think did pay.
Are we going to raise the prize money as it's a gold show?
Well, we haven't decided that.
Let's see what sponsorship we're going to get.
You know, and then we can do it into the schedule.
You know how much sponsorship we've got coming in, we can decide that. I don't know, what's your ideas?
What's your idea then? Yeah, but what sort of money, Jeff?
Well, I would have thought something like the best breeder, £50.
And what about best in show? £50?
I would think, it should be the same, not less.
Well, it should be either the same or more, shouldn't it, for best in show? Because it could be the breeder anyway, couldn't it?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I'll give you £40 towards best breeder.
Thank you.
Thanks, Geoffrey.
Thank you, Geoffrey. Anyone else want to donate anything?
Probably win it back.
No. £25, I think. £25 for best in show, £20 for young bird in show.
It's all right, it's in a flip top for a while, have you?
Is that your girlfriend then, Bill? Right, any other suggestions on the show?
Do we go and see if we can get over some birds from some of the big noises and share the cost with them?
Just
share the amount we get.
Yeah, well, yeah.
If we could get 50-50, you mean? Say four birds from three or four.
Yeah.
That would make a lot of money.
But then who do we go to?
I don't know. Well, it's kind of good going to Bread and Pat or anybody like, because they get fed up with human, apparently. I mean, maybe I've heard that said before, so it's got to be somebody.
Yeah, but you want someone local, you don't want anybody up north, do you?
Why not?
Well, how are you going to get the bird?
Why not?
How are you going to get the bird?
Well, the show season's on, there's people travelling up and down the country. As long as we plan it well enough in advance, we could get them here at any time, don't we? Yeah. Like people going out judging, for instance, they could pick them up. We've got Janice and Gallup travelling up and down, we've got Graham travelling up and down.
Yeah.
That could be organised.
Yeah.
Which is why, and you know, some people who have been given birds who are a bit reluctant to, because they don't really get given half of what the bird fetch was.
No, we give half of what they are.
Well, you should do, right?
Yeah.
Yes. It doesn't always happen.
George.
I thought that was a good idea, what we did, or what somebody did before, I can't remember it was, whereby if we have a bird and they auction it, he gets a percentage back.
Half of it,
Because that way they don't mind going to open a bird, do they?
No.
But if they don't, you know, if you're not going to get anything out of it, some of these breeders who have got good birds, they don't want to do it, do they? But if they're going to get, say, say you get 50 quid, they're going to get 25, they know they're going to get half of what you proceed.
Yeah.
That might work.
John,
just
sit
there.
Why did you? Now, the other thing is, I don't know whether we should think about a show committee to discuss all this and bring it back at the next meeting, because I think there has been a...
Well, we do have a show committee, Bill.
Yes, I know, but I thought anybody...
You did
anybody...
say before I opened the first meeting.
Well,
the
first meeting. We thought you could throw it open for the first meeting.
Yeah.
And then after that, it's just down to the show committee.
Yeah.
The first meeting is going to be on the 5th of February at our house.
Which anyone's welcome to.
Yeah.
Standing room only.
And then anybody got any ideas or done anything about it can report then.
Yeah.
But I'd like to know who's coming, you know, if you're coming.
So we can open it up to anybody who want to go.
Do you need a modern show committee that they've got now?
More? No,
well,
but...
You're saying you're opening up to anybody?
Yeah, but no, only for the first show. Only the first show.
You only want a few people there that are doing the jobs, don't you?
Yeah, after that.
Everybody come get the ideas at the first meeting. That's it. The committee go on their own or whatever they want to do after.
Yeah. So someone might come up...
We've got birds donated this year to be, you know, where we put the price on them. Not sell them, because... If you try and auction the birds like we had last year, you get chaos.
Yeah.
Either a bird is up there for 25 or 30 quid, and first comes, first serve.
It doesn't work, does it? Because I got really upset last year, because I was working my arse off, and then when I went to see the birds, which I'd always said I was interested in, they'd all gone.
Yeah, but you've got, it's like this, isn't it, to be honest with you, you know, whoever comes first says I'll have
Yeah, but that means all those doing the committee, all those doing the show stuff, which is most of us, end up not getting them, because when he says it's, you can buy now.
What you do, you lose this. Go before the show starts to have a look at
it. Yeah, I know, but then people start moaning, how come he's got all them birds? Because I wasn't even here then when he bought them.
That don't make no difference.
You know, if somebody comes at, say, at 2 o'clock when the thing opens, and he sees a bird that he wants and there's the price on it, that's only fair that he gives it, because... This auction business is ridiculous.
Yeah, I know, but people are coming for those birds, and they get here at 2 o'clock and find that all the members have bought them all.
No, hang on. Can I just put, when they asked me how they were going to run it, I said, whatever you put on the cage, like say it was 30 quid, right? 30 quid is what's going to go. We didn't want this where it snowballs and it goes up and up. Hang on.
Yeah.
And I said, it's not going to go till 3 o'clock. So if you define that, and you made it 3 o'clock, everybody would be able to go and look at that bird. Now, if there was more than two or three people wanted it, we were going to put their names in a hat and draw one out.
I agree with that.
I think that way's fair.
That works fine.
I had loads of comments being the show manager about people not getting a chance to see them, people not getting it. But I thought of that, and if you do it that way,
that
you
worked
can't
fine. Yeah. Them,
can
you? That worked
that
fine.
Way, didn't you, Dave?
That's what we did at the rare variety we did, but the open show we didn't do it.
No, because it was a bit of a mess up. Once we made the rules for it, if you do that, if you say to people, 3 o'clock we're going to open and if you say, cave one, and there's four people, you put a name in the hat, whoever draws it out gets it for that price.
Yeah, that's the way it's
going. I think Dave had done that last year.
Yeah, we did.
Dave had done it last year.
No, we didn't do it at our open. We did it at the rare variety, we didn't do it at the open.
No, we did it. David did it at Booth Shoals.
John, I will go to George and say that what time do you want me to do the sales birds? As show manager, he gives me the time. And then, as he said, if there's more than one person interested, we do indeed draw lots.
Right, well, you just forgot to pass that on to people to me. Well, I never found that out.
Bill's right. At least if you publish a time, if people are interested, then John, if you're on a job, you have to just leave it, like any show that has sales, to be
whatever
there.
Whatever you decide, you've got to stick to it. Yeah. What happened this year was Graham come up and said, I'll just sell them, didn't he?
Yeah.
And that's wrong.
Yeah, but that's wrong because I'm not being rude, but he was on the top bench, I know, but he weren't show manager. I made a ruling, and I can't help it if Graham comes up and tells people, or somebody else comes up and tells people to do something different. What I would suggest this time is you don't listen. You just say, no, we've got an order, that's the order of merit.
But I always come to you as show manager, and George tells me whether he wants to.
Otherwise, there's no way of keeping the control over.
No, because I wired one of the birds, and I was number seven.
Yeah, well, as long as there's a time, 3 o'clock, that's when you go and look, that's when you go put your name in the hat.
Hold on a minute, this is where you can have a put. How long do you allow that to go on for 3 o'clock for other people to put in a bid?
Oh, it's just scrum down, isn't it?
If you open at 2 and it sells at 3, all your bids, all your interest has to be expressed by 3 o'clock.
Well, that's right.
Yeah.
It's not hard, is it? It's not rocket
science. It happened last year.
Yeah,
that's how it's set out.
Yeah, if you've got an hour,
what I said was, we're going to open at 3 o'clock, right? Everybody who wanted a bird from them, you've only got to go and have a quick look at them and find out which one you want. You put a bid in for it. If there's more than four for that bird, as I say...
Yeah, I know, that's the way it should be, but she's right. What you should be able to do is go up and say, and I remember doing it last year and Dave said, we're not doing it yet. And I went up there and said, I'm interested in that bird, can you put my name in the hat? And he said, I'm not doing that yet. You'll have to come back at whatever time and then I'll put your name in the hat. But there's no reason why you can't...
You can't draw it till 3 o'clock.
Yeah, but there's no reason why you can't go up there, state your interest well before 3 o'clock.
You can.
Because last time it was a scrum down, it's like palming people off to get to them.
Well, I don't see the problem.
Well, the problem is that you get your mate...
That did happen.
We only had three birds in the show last year.
I didn't know there were that many.
Three birds for sale.
So what's all that about?
Yeah, three birds. That's all there was.
Previous year.
Can you not just have a sheet of paper with each bird and you put your name on it?
Yeah, that's what you've got to do. A bit of paper on a cage.
Yeah. And then between two and three, you can express your interest.
It only was three birds.
The year before.
We even talked about that years before.
It doesn't matter. If you've got five people, a bloke's going to put five people in to you're going to still draw out the act. I don't see the problem,
to be
honest.
Well, I think we should...
I put three in.
That's all there was for sale.
How many was it? Three?
What about Graham's? In the rare variety that they hosted.
They had more at the rare show. Jeff was only one who put in.
Just
for sale.
They should put their name in there before their name in.
Right.
What?
So then we leave it to the manager, the show manager's discretion.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Any other thing, we leave it to the show manager's discretion, how he wants to do it.
Well, that's how we're going to do it. Anybody can go up before 3 and put their name in the hat.
Yeah.
And then when it comes to 3 o'clock, we pull a name out of the hat and that bloke gets it. So I ain't going to go any further. It's hard enough on the day as it is.
Right, the trophy is to be obtained for colour competition.
Yeah, that's my suggestion. As you know, I'm quite keen to enhance this colour competition so we get as many birds up here during our meetings. We're having 3 nights in the year where we're having the colour competitions. Hopefully you've all seen the rules, and it's quite a substantial amount of money to be won, but I thought it'd be nice to have a trophy to go with it.
Are you handing this back to Brian as well now, then, John? Because you won't be here for 3 months.
I'm hoping to be for them, because they're not in the summer, are they? I think most... Well,
no.
Well, this September, trophy, right, this trophy...
Have we got any spare trophies?
I've got a trophy, which I'm hoping, I think it's all right, that we will present to the member who won it this year.
Right, okay. Good.
So then,
we'll have one.
That'll have that down for the next year.
Yeah. Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be a perpetual trophy.
Yeah. I've got a trophy at home, quite a decent sized one. I've just got to polish it up.
So it'd be like a member's trophy,
All right.
Yeah. Sandra's got a.
So I'll bring that next week.
They're on the back of that. Yeah. Nice and simple.
Sandra?
Can you tell me? You just said there's a lot of money to be won. What money?
Yeah, well...
Well, we agreed that a couple of meetings ago.
No, we haven't agreed on the price.
It was supposed to be agreed here.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you need to put that as a meeting then.
Yeah. We gave the proposal as a show committee, but it had to be confirmed by the...
Okay,
right. So everybody's got one of these, have they?
No.
Rules for the Ipswich Budgerigar Society yearly colour competition.
Have you got one?
Two. Right. So it tells you February, what's on in February. Peter? Right, that tells you on there February the 22nd. Right, on the first page.
You've got 3 classes.
Yeah? 3 classes. April the 26th, 3 classes. September, 3 classes.
Yeah.
Right? Members can enter as many birds as they like for each of the 9 classes. So there's 3 classes for for February, 3 for April, and 3 for September. Right? Points will be only awarded to the top 3 birds from each
member
for each evening. Right?
Yeah, so you can enter 15 birds, but your top 3 birds will be the only ones that have been pointed.
Yeah, right. And then that'll be champion, intermediate, novice, beginner will all enter the same class.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
So that's going to be £30.
No, we ain't come to that yet.
But it's written in here.
No, it's over the page. We're not over the page. We're on the front page. Right?
No, rules for the Ipswich members. It's on the actual...
I know, but we're on the front page first. We've got to turn over to get the prize money.
Not on this one, no.
Wait.
I think Bill's printed off this difference.
What's that one?
I think you printed yours off differently.
Oh.
And the money's supreme.
No, the money only
green. No, it's
what,
not.
This was formulated by the committee, and what we wanted to do, some of the members either approved or disapproved, we had a vote on it.
Yeah, that was what you said.
Yeah, it's printed off differently than this one.
The prize money will be champion in the media first.
That is what the committee suggested. But yeah. Yeah.
Right. So all classes will count the calculation total. The prize money will be a total of £120 and will be divided as the following: champion and intermediate 30, Champion Intermediate second is first is 30. Champion Intermediate second is £20. And then Beginner Novice first is £30. Beginner Novice second is £20, right? And then the overall winner
of the competition
of the three competitions will get
an extra £20.
And the trophy, won't they?
Yeah, but
and the trophy.
I believe you'll find that that is for both all sections.
All sections.
You know, the champion intermediate and the novice beginner, they get the extra £20 if they win their
part. Yeah, if they win
the whole. So the overall winner will get £50.
Yeah. The overall winner will get £50, whether he's a champion intermediate or whether he's a beginner and novice.
Well, right? Both of them get that.
No.
No, only one to get the £20.
One supreme winner.
Vicky, can I ask a question? Will the extra prize money make people want to bring more birds?
No. Or will it not? Definitely not.
I don't know, that's one answer.
Say that again.
Will you bring more birds?
Because of the extra money.
Will you bring birds at each competition?
Well, if I've got that colour, I will, yeah. But I don't do the rare, so obviously you can't.
Will you? So you don't bring any now, and you still won't bring any by increasing the cost.
I think that's a lot of money to splash out, and I think it's a waste because I don't think we're going to get the number of birds that people think we're going to get.
John,
will you bring birds?
Not for the money, no. I would do it like for a bird. One of our champions would put up a bird as a prize money, I'd definitely do it. Or a pair of Lutinos or something like that. If Dave said I'll bring a pair of Lutinos as a prize money. I'd bring similar.
Birds most weeks.
Pardon?
If I've got birds, I'll bring them most weeks.
May I?
And I'll continue to do that.
Yeah, well,
he's just speaking at the moment.
I would
have it. Right.
If you talk about the money, South Essex, as George knows, we had them for 17 years, and you always paid an entry per bird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Simple as that, you paid a pound entry per bird. You can bring as many as you want, as you say. And that subsidises the prize money at the end of the day. You just fill in a mini entry form, and you go in name, number of birds, and you pay £1 a bird. Each evening.
That'll stop people bringing 15 birds every night.
They bring 15 if they want.
I would rather see them something like 50p a bird, because anybody bring, you know, a pound and brings 10. After all, most of the money for this club comes out of the members' pockets.
Well, anyway.
But I think the idea was this, is to give the members something in return for what they do. Whether they bring birds, a lot of birds, or two or three birds.
The only thing with that, with the where it's got the overall winner colour competition, all sections £20.
Yeah, but it's only one bird.
All right, hang on.
One
winner.
What
I was going to say was, would that be the points they've scored?
Yeah.
Because you could have a draw on it, couldn't you? It's possible.
It is possible, but by having two. £10 each, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
The secretary and the chairman will confide and make any result or a dispute or complaints. Yeah. Right.
I mean, getting back to what Sandra's saying, do you want to spend that money or not? If you don't, I think that's what we've got to vote on. If we don't want to spend the money, then we won't have a prize money, just a trophy.
Could I make my suggestion? Why don't you have this prize money?
Yeah, I was going to say, it don't have to be this amount.
Be that much.
No. We just made a suggestion that what the members kept saying to us was, I believe Sandra would agree with it, that they like to see birds.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, even the people from Mid Essex said that, you know, they come here like. And what we said was maybe this would encourage people to bring birds. So if you don't want that amount of prize money, halve it or whatever you want to do, but you don't have to have that amount.
Well, let's put it down at £15 and £10 on both accounts, and let's have a vote on it.
Whether you want to do it or not.
Whether you want to do that or keep it as it is.
George has proposed it. You want to second that?
Can we, George, you propose that we have 15-10? 15-10?
If
you
think it's too
much,
yeah, do it.
Right. Can we have a, we've got a proposal. Can we have a seconder, please? Geoffrey seconded. All in favour, then? Anyone against? Two people against. Right. So it's carried that we have 15 and 10, 15 and 10, and £10 for the other one. Right?
Yep.
That's that then.
Okay. Right, the... Why were they not?
Yeah.
Because they've been doing it a long while. A lot of these champions, we've got some really good champions in this club.
Yeah.
Well, sort of world-renowned, really. But because they've been doing it for 20, 30 years, coming to a table show doesn't really interest them much. So we don't get to see, like, Jeff's birds and Dave's
George.
Birds. Dave brings birds.
I don't bring them.
No, and some just don't bring them, so you don't get to see them. And probably might see them once a year at the main open. And I want to see them, if you know what I mean. I can compare theirs against mine. That's the only reason, really. Right. Lapel badges last month, or the month before last, I was asked to cost up some lapel badges. I think Jeff suggested it. I think you've seen the price there. That's on the internet, and that's the cheapest one I could find. That's for a little...
BS.
Pardon?
BS, I think.
That's not a BS.
How much did
they... They were a lot more. They're about £400 or £500. But this is just... which would have our motif on it. It would be a little metal one. It varies in size, but... Basically, that is the cost, 50 for £210 or 100 for £277. And that doesn't include delivery and probably additional costs. So you're probably realistically looking at £300 for 100 badges.
How many people would walk around with a badge on them? I wouldn't.
No. It's not something that I would probably seek to have on my jumper.
So can we have a proposal on that, whether we go ahead with that? No.
Nope.
No. Right.
Okay.
We went, haven't it?
Countrywide sponsorship. We've already talked about that.
No, that ain't Countrywide.
Not.
No.
Have we got any Countrywide sponsor? That's just the
weekend.
Yeah, we
have got
one.
Countrywide.
That's just the normal one we have for BS.
No, we have got Countrywide sponsorship open show, and that's Peter, not Bill.
I spoke to Steve Jones about it and asked him, and he said yes, he would sponsor the show next year. Perhaps buy a badge, but we've got to confirm it from the secretary's got a right to him on our piggy note paper, just to confirm it, so that can be passed over to the new secretary if you like. I'll see
can you
about
do
it.
That, John?
No, Brian can.
Yeah. Yeah.
Alright.
Okay. Last year we had a pull up, I don't know what they're called, pull up banner, cost us £40. Peter was suggesting that we have a good idea. Some sort of montage of last year's winners at the next show. Where we could either do that, I don't know, if I can get a big poster bit and put pictures on there, just printed out pictures, or we could have another one of those banners with last year's winners on there. I don't know, it's up to you whether you want to spend another £40-50 on that, or we'll try and cobble up something with stickers, old fashioned stickers.
Can we hang on to that for a bit, too, John? Because if Bill's going to see Cartwright, they might decide to perhaps do one of those for us.
Yeah.
Cop.mil on sponsoring Ipswich BS.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we can then put that on there.
Yeah. So can we leave that until?
Deferred.
Yeah.
Okay. Got the, this is mine as well, the WhatsApp app. I've just started, some of you would have sent the email about creating a WhatsApp group on a mobile phone. Some of you have got smartphones, most of you have, I think. Not Jeff, probably, but...
Or me.
You surprised me.
Smart.
Have you got a smartphone, Jeff?
No, I have one. one of them?
You've got a mobile.
I've got a mobile that I turn on when I want to make a phone call. I live a quiet life.
Yes.
I don't want this rubbish. No. John, I've got one, but I can't work it.
Oh, right.
If you put it on the
phone, I'll sort you out tomorrow when I come pick up the seed.
Too much time.
Basically, what I'm going to do is find anyone who's got a modern mobile phone. It's an application on the phone, and basically someone puts on there, help, I've got dead birds at the moment, can someone help me? Or, you know, I need something, or can someone advise me on this?
Yeah.
And then you'll get a whole load of people come up there, a bit like the Budgie forum. Only it'll be our own little one on a phone. Most people have them nowadays. We've got mobile phones. They have like family groups and holiday groups or anything. But a lot of you will miss out because you ain't got phones. But that's the next proposal, and that's what we started doing that anyway. I've had an email from Mid Essex. I can't remember his name now. Who's the chairman? The new chairman.
Folly.
Yeah.
James.
Saying that they'd like to do the mutual patronage. Have we got anybody like to propose that?
Mutual patronage?
We do mutual patronage, do we normally do one with them?
We've done an exchange one with them last year.
They'd like to do it this year, especially if it's our 50th, so.
We made it an open, because normally when you do the patronage, it's only for your own members to win, but we wouldn't do that, so they've done an open one for us.
So what do you want me to get back?
Will they give us two then?
Yeah. Well, whatever. I don't know whether it's two, three, one. Yeah. I don't know what they've done.
Anybody?
I've got a couple of them at home.
Anybody propose that we do that, please? No?
Propose it?
You should do it.
I think...
You propose it?
Yeah,
seconder.
Hang on, don't rush, Bill. I don't know what Graham's bought. He's already ordered all the rosettes. If it means you're going to have to go out and buy two rosettes to send to Mid-Essex.
Yeah, good point. Yeah. Well, I've asked Steve to liaise with him anyway.
Steve Brown, to see whether he has. Yeah. I think he may have ordered a few extra, but I don't know.
We've probably got loads left over from last year, haven't we? Oh, we've got 50
of them. I think we're in favour of it generally.
Yeah. Okay. And also, finally, I've got one more, Bill, if you don't mind. I'd like to apply for a joint patronage with the Australian Ipswich Budgerigar Society for our 50th. I think they, in principle, they seem quite keen on the idea if I can get after some rosettes from them.
Definitely.
I'll see what I can get from them.
Yeah.
Okay. Can we have a proposal for that, please?
Yeah, I've got.
Seconder.
We've got an Australian club, exactly the same name.
I keep finding them.
Yeah, I know, they quite often bounce up for our side.
All in favour, please. Thank you.
Okay. That's it.
You should be listening.
Simon, you are right, he's a worry.
That's it. Anyone else got anything else?
Yeah. Anybody got anything else? Jeffrey?
Yes, sir.
What do you say? You put your hand up.
I was just saying to Peter, it's nice how this young man over here is getting involved.
Oh, right. Thank you. Right then, the last thing then is the next meeting is February the 22nd. We've got Gavin Carter coming to give us a speech.
We haven't heard from the hall, have we?
Pardon?
We haven't heard from the hall.
No.
We'll all turn up and there'll be somewhere else in here.
Graham, he hasn't had any luck either. Well, they never sent me a bill for the last 4 or 5 months of work was gone. So I wrote to them and I sent them a cheque and I said, could you let me have a receipt as soon as possible for my accounts? I've never heard a word from them. Nothing. The cheque's been cashed.
No details up there now.
What's
Val, Val James's husband, isn't it now, Sue? Val James's husband on the list down the wall there.
Graham wrote to him as well, didn't he?
What's their number?
Graham wanted to change some of the dates. And
Val Vanson, is it Val James?
The treasurer who I write to is the same person.
Yeah, what's the number? Oh, what?
01206.
01206, yeah.
298.
Yeah.
940.
If I could say, Mr. Chairman,
298 4 what? 298
490, did I say?
490?
Yes. 298 9400.
There you go.
Yeah, see, you got it right.
I did.
Mr. Chairman, it may be they work on the basis, whenever I've communicated with them in the early days, that she being, one is treasurer, but it isn't the bookings person. So I wonder whether they've put a bookings person up there. One does the bookings and one takes the money, if you're with me.
Yeah.
That's the way they used to work it. So what we need is the bookings person, but I can't see from here.
Well, I'll give her a ring.
Bookings secretary, Mr. A. James.
It's her husband.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's who you need to speak to for bookings.
Same
number. Val is the money secretary.
Is that the same number?
928638.
Nine what?
928638.
Is that a
low
one?
01206.
Oh, that's better.
Well, they don't live together then.
It's up to them,
isn't it? This is James, and the booking secretary of Mr. James, and the number's exactly the same.
Yeah, well, we live in a funny world now, you know.
Right, well, I'll give him a ring and see what I can do.
Okay.
All right.
Can I ask a question? Has the hall been booked for the other show?
Yes.
March 22nd.
Yeah.
Will, make sure.
Before we, you know where it's got the on this colour competition.
Colour competition.
Yeah. Where it's got the secretary in the blue king's notes.
Yeah.
Well, we have to confirm that with Brian.
What's that?
Yes.
Well, because he's got. The secretary will make the numbers
to
take the rest.
That's why I asked the question, I used to
do it. Yeah, well, they do, don't we? I mean, like, we usually do it between us, don't we?
Yeah, which is a big case.
What? You what?
You're going to have to have
same sort of thing. Can we have quiet, please?
I'm quite happy to do that. I'll be at them three shows, I'm sure. So I'm quite happy to do the points
What I'm saying is, will you need something to write the scores on?
Yeah, I'll sort that out, yeah.
Yeah, and you'll print them down, will you?
Yeah.
And that's all I was worried about, because otherwise it'd be a mix-up.
Yeah, I agree, yeah.
You'll never get the points right.
Yeah, I'm quite happy to do that.
Right. So then we got speaker there, and then we got the bird competition. Who will judge that? Gavin, will we ask him to do it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I would think so. That's what we normally do. Yeah. All right. Speaker.
Yeah. Now, on this March the 2nd, 22nd, members panel night. Now, what is that?
I don't know what it's
put in
the
minutes. Test their knowledge and gain some advice.
Test their knowledge, gain some advice.
It's going to be a panel, is it?
I
was at the meeting, I don't remember that.
I mean, without looking at the minutes, was that not where they said that they were going to have a panel up at the top and people were going to fire questions at? Was that the one we're talking about?
Yeah, that was it.
I mean, I've got a bad memory, you know that. But I think that's what it was. I think we were going to have like a champion and a novice or whatever, and whoever you think's better at it, and people were going to fire their questions to them and they were going to try to answer them. Well, I thought that's what they had.
I would suggest this is Al-Nasserism, and Janice is the person who always does this. You better ask her how she's got to her. She's obviously got it in mind, because it's down there. That's reeks of an Al-Nasserism.
No, but
you need to know what she had in mind.
You see,
I think that's what she had in mind, but yeah. I don't know.
But and the other thing is, April the 26th, what's my bird? Now, is Graham going to do that? Because he'd done the last one, didn't he?
What's that?
What's my bird on the 26th of...
I don't know. That's all different variety birds, isn't it?
No.
Yeah, they bring lots of different, really rare birds, and most of us don't know what they are, and we have to guess what they are.
Bill, wasn't it, where Graham had birds in front of him, and he gave you clues, or you ask questions, and then either answered yes or no, and then you have to work out from the information that's given to you from the questions you've asked what the bird is, if it's a yellow-faced sky blue or something like that.
Yeah.
It's quite complicated. It seems easier than it is, really, because there's so many things you can ask, and you only get them out, if you're in teams, you only get so many questions, don't you?
Yes or no answer, isn't it?
See, and then you've got the aviary visit. to be to details to be finalised, so we don't know where that is.
Come on, yours, aren't we?
Speaker's Harry Holiday, well, that's all right. Annual Mount Night and Judging Competition. What's that then? June the 28th. You see, I mean, I've had this given to me and I don't know anything about it.
You weren't at the meeting, were you?
No.
That's why you don't know anything about it.
Yeah, but I want to find out if I'm going to come and chair the meeting, I want to know what I'm doing.
What's that then?
That might change.
Well, this June the 28th, Members' Night and Judging Competition. Right?
I don't remember. I don't remember what we said about that.
July the 22nd, pre-show prep and update.
Well, a judging competition. I'm not sure because I don't know how it was formatted, but surely that was the one where you get members to
yeah.
Team of birds, isn't it?
I think we were going to have half dozen birds up there, and we're all going to put them place them first to sixth. And then a real judge would do it, and then we'd see how close you got.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. It was like a competition.
Yeah, no, but I mean, you know, we don't know anything about this because we ain't got no one here to tell us.
Well, no, but as it comes to the meetings, then somebody like if it's going to be Brian, and somebody will have to inform Brian now, won't they? Because where John knew. He would give you the format, what was
going to
come up for the night, wouldn't he?
Yeah, but John doesn't know that.
Yeah, because Graham wanted to do that. Graham wanted to make that up, so Graham made that up and sent that to me. That's why I don't know about half of it.
So I'll have to see Graham about it.
Yeah.
It's only a matter of sorting out on... See, the chairman body, wasn't he? So it was awkward, because some of the things that are in here, Graham was going to do.
See, well, I mean,
you know, what's my bird? He wanted to do that again, I believe. It was a thing that he'd done before, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You think you need to wait and see what Graham and Janice, who basically, am I right, would be the input into it, they will be able to clarify it, Bill. You will know. I mean, if they were here, they would tell you. So as soon as they are here, they will clarify it. Next month's meeting, ask them what it means.
But then the other people who were at the meeting, why don't they know what it was?
Well, they don't. John next to you doesn't know.
I was there.
The way it works...
George was there.
Well, we know what the format was, but it hasn't... I mean, when you do these things, really, we normally put them towards the members. Do they want it or not, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, we no.
Well, we haven't done that tonight.
No, because last time we said... that it's a waste of time you bring that back to the members because you've done it and we've got to accept it. That was what last year when that was brought before us.
Yeah, well then what is the problem? I don't see what the problem is.
Well, I'm saying
I don't understand.
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, but
I?
You'll be at the next committee meeting and they'll tell you.
Yeah, but it's a bit late, isn't it?
No, well, it's only in February.
It's 6 months meeting, for Christ's sake. Look, what we're saying is we had a committee for the show committee and what we class and what we get for the next year.
Yeah.
Well, when you've picked the new members that are going to be on the top table, you'll be one of them. So when we go to the next meeting, you'll be there this time, won't you?
You'll know
what it is.
And I won't, so
you
I won't know
what
it is.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, but Graham won't be there.
What's that going to do?
Well, he know he's done it. He won't be here the next week.
What part of it don't you understand? What part of it has he got?
Look, what I'm saying is, we're all right for February. I understand that.
He's the head.
Be happy with that for now.
No, but the next month, you know.
Well, that's March, isn't it? So we're.
Yeah, I know it's March. What? But I mean, you know, you want to know what you're doing. I mean,
you won't be doing nothing. You're going to be chairing the meeting.
Yeah. Someone else will sort of that.
Well, what is it?
What is it in March?
The members' panel night.
Yeah. What is it?
Well, it was to test our knowledge and gain some information. So I said, imagine it was what I said. Somebody must have suggested it. Can you remember what it was, Sandra?
I think it was Janice who suggested it.
And what you do is you fire questions at people.
Yeah, I think it's you don't. Five questions at them, but I think you ask them questions about things about the hobby.
It's a bit like when we have a peers competition, we have to have a cock and a head. This sort of broadens your knowledge.
No, it does when they're going to breed, though.
Ah, but that thing is, those names, I told you before the meeting when we spoke, that Janice has done this type of thing for years. She would know. I know she's ill at the moment and in hospital. But she can't put every detail of what's going to happen and that. No. But she will tell you at any time, if not Gallic will, won't he? Because he will know also. She's done this for years. That's just a name. Georgie's right, and I'm sure Sandra is as well, when they imagine what it might be.
That was George and Janice's idea. You've only got to have a word with him.
I've got my notes here.
George, get your facts right, please.
I've got our notes here from that meeting, and it said it was a speaker.
I was there, and I'm pretty positive that's what it is. What they suggested was that you have a panel, be it two, three, four people up there, and people put questions to them.
Bill, does it matter? Graham would be here, and he'd run it, wouldn't he?
Really, he's not here tonight. He's not here tonight.
No,
he's
out, apologies.
I know he sent his apologies, but I mean, the thing is,
but although Graham stepped down as chairman and took his ball home, he did say that he would do like what Peter does, get involved, but not take any position. So he'll do what you ask him to do.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think
about that? Yeah, well, that's all right. As long as I know.
Alright.
Right then, any more other business then? Anybody want to talk
only
about
just
anything?
A quickie, Bill, on that list we thought in September the word or should be in there. Because it says 20th and 27th, it looks like it's a week long pairs night competition. The word or should be in September the 20th or the 27th.
Why is it the 20th or the 27th?
We don't know.
Is
it the meeting? Because on the 20th or the 27th?
I would imagine, I thought Sue, she's asking the question, doing the bookings, if you're with me, would know the answer to that.
That was the...
Wasn't it the week...
before the BS.
Right.
It's on the 27th our meeting normally.
Right.
But Graham wanted to bring it forward to the 20th. He hasn't heard from the chat, so we don't know whether it's booked for the 20th or the 27th.
So the word or should be there. Yes.
And it's a...
The word or should be there.
Yeah, well, I'll put that on there. I'll have a word with the woman when I ring her up. You know, sort of
thing. Excellent. Right.
Any other business then? Right, I'll close the meeting.
What time?
At what time?
The time is
10:15.
Quarter to 10.